Warning, this show contains strong language and topics that some viewers may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised. You can take a swing at my ego.
You can make a run for my crown. Hello, wrestling fans, and welcome to a very special edition of The Supla. I'm Andy Kwan, and with me as always is Andy Kwan.
Hello, wrestling fans, and welcome to The Supla. I am also Andy Kwan. With me is also Andy Kwan.
My microphone wasn't muted. Hello. And with us as always, also, fuck it, is Andy Kwan.
Hello, how's it going, my niggas?
No, don't say that! You can't say that!
No! I thought I could.
Leave a ha 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 over it.
Abo.
Barry, you can't say that.
No.
Barry, you can't say no.
What? No. Moving on.
Okay. No, really, we have myself, Liam Dunn.
Hi, I'm Carmine.
Hi, I'm Sam.
And I'm Mr. Popo. I mean, Brendan.
And if you're listening to this, that's because WrestleMania is within the next couple of hours. So, we've decided to do a very quick improv kind of show, where we're just going to sort of talk about our WrestleMania experiences. Each individual person we're going to talk sort of about. We're not going to go through all 30 fucking WrestleManias, because then we'll be here for literally all day, and nobody really wants that. So we're just going to sort of talk about what our first WrestleManias were, our favourite WrestleManias that we've seen, our least favourites, all that sort of jazz. So I think to kick things off, I think we'll go with who I believe is the newest wrestling fan out of the four of us. And I think that's Carmine, if I'm correct.
I think so. I just got to double check with Brendan how long have you been watching, because then I don't know.
Ever since I was a child.
Then I'm the newest. So my first WrestleMania was a bad one, and I think everyone knows it by now, but my first WrestleMania was 27.
Oh!
Yeah.
What an awful WrestleMania to be introduced to.
And, like, I started watching wrestling, like, just a few weeks before it happened, and I was like, oh, this wrestling thing is so, like, new, and wow, there's all these things, and, like, oh, there's this event called WrestleMania coming up, and, like, my parents were like, what, WrestleMania's in, like, a couple weeks? I guess we'll buy it. And it was a bad idea. Because that thing was terrible. There was one good match, and it was Punk vs. Orton. Everything else sucked. But
I'm surprised that you actually got into wrestling if this was the build up to the first sort of not only WrestleMania but almost like by the sounds of it the first events that you saw on pay-per-view. I'm surprised you even got into wrestling with it.
The thing is, when I was at the time watching WrestleMania 27, I enjoyed it because I had no standard of what good wrestling was. So I just thought this was good wrestling.
Oh my god, I just realized you came into wrestling with The Miz being the champion.
Yup.
Well, that's not a bad thing. Miz was decent. Well,
it's not necessarily that. It's that The Miz wasn't really a main eventer. And so Carmine must have gone into it thinking he was.
Yeah, I was like, who is this? Why is he being followed by some weird looking dude with a sports jacket? Yeah.
This weird-looking dude.
With a sports jacket, holding this briefcase that wasn't Money in the Bank anymore. To this day, I don't know why they kept carrying it around. It's just weird. And, like, I immediately fell into the Mark mentality. I was rooting for Cena and Orton and...
Oh, my lord.
Yeah, it was bad. But luckily, it didn't take long for me to snap out of that. As soon as R-Truth turned crazy psycho heel, that's when I started being like, all right, you know, fuck Cena. But, that was my first WrestleMania, and at the time, I actually enjoyed it.
So, looking back, would you say that's the worst WrestleMania you've seen?
Yeah. Yeah. And I was going to mention, like, I rewatched, well, not rewatched, I finally watched WrestleMania 17 for the first time, like, a year ago. And for the first chunk of it, I was like, what the fuck is this even? There were so many weird matches. The fucking gimmick Battle Royal was at WrestleMania 17, and I think people forget that.
Yeah, that was a thing. That was a thing, everybody. That was an actual thing that existed.
And there was, like, this weird hardcore title match. No, I'm thinking of a different WrestleMania. But I'm thinking of 16. But, yeah, oh, dude, the fucking, I don't know if people know this, the hardcore title match at WrestleMania 16 is the weirdest shit I've ever seen. Because really? it was a time limit, and just every move knocked people down for a pin. If you got clotheslined, you got pinned. If you got suplexed, you got pinned. The title changed hands in that match 15 fucking times.
So was it, because I haven't seen 16, was it similar to this championship scramble that was used like twice and then never, that gimmick kind of died off?
Kind of, but everyone was in the match immediately. And there was like 25 people, and it was all the mid-card jobbers. And it was just like the weirdest people on the roster. Like, there was a tag team that just had things on their head, and they were in that match. I don't remember what they were called.
The Headbangers? The Headbangers?
I think so, yeah.
Headbanger Mosh and Headbanger fucking Crash or something, whatever.
Something like that. And then the match ended on some weird botch, controversial ending thing with Hardcore Holly and Hardcore Crash. It was like, what the hell? Or Crash Holly, what the fuck ever. Like, I don't even remember.
Hardcore Crash.
Crash Bandicoot was there. Crash Bandicoot.
Talk about botches.
Yeah, man. But it was just, 16 was fucking weird. But 27 is still the worst one I've seen.
Yeah, I was going to say, because, I mean, we can go back into the vaults of WrestleMania, but what I really want to get into is the sort of the WrestleManias that you've seen since you've started watching it, you know, and forward from there.
The ones I've seen live?
Well, yeah, kind of. That's kind of, I mean, we can talk about the previous WrestleManias that we've all seen, but what I'm really wanting to get at more is, so you said that the first WrestleMania you saw is 27. So I'm saying, like, out of 27 to 30, which self-admittedly isn't a lot of WrestleManias,
no,
but those are the ones that you basically are aware of. You knew the entire storylines going into them. You didn't have to do any research online. So out of 27 to 30, you would still say 27 was the worst.
Oh, yeah. Out of those four, definitely the worst.
So out of those four, again, not much of a choice, but out of those four, which one's the best that you've seen?
I know people didn't like 28.
Really? I actually enjoyed 28. I
did too.
Better than 29.
I've heard a lot of people say they didn't like 28, but I did. I enjoyed 28 a lot. With that being said, 30 was still the best of those four.
Interesting. So last year's was the best for you.
It just, every match had something to it. Every match was good in some way. And it just, like, 28, there were a couple matches where it's like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, Kane versus Orton happened in 28, and it's like, why the fuck?
Well, I think this is the thing that I think we've kind of all got to accept. No WrestleMania has been, on the whole, perfect. Even when I get to my pick, which I will talk about eventually when it gets to me, even my pick, that I am going to, you know, nitpick some of the matches that happened. But so with 30, what happened in that card that for you wasn't the best?
At 30, what happened that wasn't great?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't hate the Undertaker match because of how it ended. I didn't enjoy it because an unfortunate circumstance happened where Undertaker suffered a concussion and the match became Brock Lesnar versus a 50-year-old ragdoll. So that wasn't great.
Well, I agree with you, because I actually wrote an article on Supla.com. Go and listen to it.
Listen to this written piece of information.
I don't know how you can do that, but just do it. I actually spoke about the Undertaker Bray Wyatt match, and I think Sam disagrees with me, and this will be a topic for a different day, I guess. But I said that the reason why I think Undertaker isn't only just coming back to wrestle, I think he's going to win because I think he wants to make it up for the poor performance that happened last year.
Because I have many reasons to disagree with that, but like you say, it's another issue for another time, really.
It is, yes. Yeah. But, so, yeah, no, I agree. I think Lesnar was just a bit too physical for Undertaker, and again, in my article, I mentioned that the two had good matches back in 2002, but that was 13 years ago.
Yeah.
He's not the same guy he was when Lesnar was just coming up.
Like, you could see at WrestleMania 29, Undertaker's still capable of putting on a good match, because his match with Punk was fucking great. But Lesnar's a different animal, dude.
Yeah, Lesnar's a lot more physical. He's a lot bigger, a lot stronger. And I think it just took his toll. And that's why I said I think that's why he's coming back for Bray Wyatt, who is a bit more of a showman. He won't be able to throw Undertaker around like Brock Lesnar can.
Right.
So I think they can have a bit more of a... They'll have a different kind of match that is more suited to Undertaker now. Anyway, not talking about this year's WrestleMania. Sorry, bit of a slight tangent and a plug for my article. Go listen to it.
I also did WrestleMania predictions. Go look at that, too, with your ears.
There you go.
Look at it with your ears.
So, moving on from there, I will go on to the next person. Oh, hang on. Actually, what I will ask... Best thing about WrestleMania 30, then, in that case.
I mean,
before we move on,
there were a lot of good parts about 30, but I think by default, you have to say the best part was watching Daniel Bryan have his moment from beginning to end of the show. It was just the culmination, and I think the accidental culmination of almost a year's worth of storyline was just amazing to watch. I don't think that was their plan from SummerSlam. I don't think their plan from the beginning was to have him have his moment at Mania, but it worked out, and it was great.
There we go. So, yes, let's move on. We'll move to Sam, who I think is the next newest. When did you start watching, Sam?
I started watching in the butt end of 2007.
So, there, yeah, we'll move on to Sam. So, Sam, that means that your first WrestleMania would have been... 24. So, talk to us about that. Did you see that one live?
No, I didn't. I saw it on a catch-up session, but I never actually saw a live pay-per-view until, I think, a couple of pay-per-views after that.
Okay, so it still counts. It still counts as your first WrestleMania. So, what did you think to WrestleMania 24?
In one word, I'd probably describe it as underwhelming, judging from the build toward the event.
So why was it underwhelming for you? Because again, it's kind of like with Carmine, it sounds almost as if you didn't really sort of enjoy wrestling. So why did you get into it?
Well, it's not that I really didn't enjoy it at the time. It's just it's a whole new experience for me at the time, and so I think, I'm just gonna take all of this in and then compare it as time goes on. So being my first WrestleMania, I didn't really think much of it. Of course, he had the big match with Edge and Undertaker, which I thought was really good. But on the same end of the spectrum, you had Floyd Mayweather versus
right.
Big Show.
Oh, God, that happened, didn't it?
I remember the build to this match more than the match itself, because Big Show just beat up a couple of boxers on Raw, like, every week, and then lost to Floyd Mayweather.
We all knew that was going to happen. I mean, it was so obvious.
Yeah, I mean... The Big Show returned around this time, and then obviously because I didn't know who he was, I was like, oh, he might be, pun intended, a big deal. And then his showing at WrestleMania kind of proved otherwise.
It wasn't the greatest match in the world, let's be honest.
It was something.
And then you had the main event of the triple threat for the WWE Championship.
That wasn't the main event.
Wasn't it?
No, Edge and Undertaker was the main event.
No, Edge and Undertaker was the main event because I remember this is also the event where Undertaker pretty much burnt half of the arena down with his pyro.
I remember now. Yeah, that's right.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. That was horrifying.
So,
that triple threat, man. Like, the Randy Orton Triple H program, like, around that time I found to be entertaining, but it's just the fact that John Cena was in there. Like, it kind of Did
you not even like Cena then when you started watching it?
Honestly, the first time I saw Cena, I thought, is he real? Like, do people act like this in wrestling all the time? Do they dress like 10-year-olds? Like, what am I getting myself into here?
Yeah, he's just a big caricature.
He is. He really is, and I came to learn that, of course, over the next year, but yeah, all in all, WrestleMania 24, whilst I did like the theme songs, I will say, it wasn't a great start.
That did have Flair versus Shawn Michaels, though.
Oh, yes, it did. Ooh. It did.
I was actually quite invested in that, because around the time I started watching wrestling was right around the time that Ric Flair's, like, departing storyline happened, where if he lost a match, he would retire.
Right.
And I believe the first person he faced was on a New Year's episode of Raw, which was Randy Orton. And then he went through people like Mr. Kennedy and MVP and people like that. And then it finally got to Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, that was a good storyline. And just because I want to hear what new fan...
Well, hang on. I have a fun fact for you here.
Okay.
Is it fun?
It's very fun. And it's a fact as well.
Oh, shit.
Oh. Yes. I actually saw Shawn Michaels versus Ric Flair in a house show in 2004 when they were over here.
Oh, wow.
That's the fun fact. Yeah.
You're right. That was fun.
What did you think of Money in the Bank?
Money in the Bank is awesome. You have that unpredictability. You have the fact that, hey, this, obviously I didn't think of it like this at the time, but it puts people over. And it gets them a world title reign to prove, hey, they can hang with the big guys.
Right.
So I just thought it was a really cool concept, and still is to this day.
It's like was that the WrestleMania that Jack Swagger... No, Swagger won
26.
26, didn't he? Yeah.
That was Punk.
Oh, it was Punk's second one, wasn't it?
No, first 24 one. Was Punk's first.
Yeah,
was it his first? Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
I distinctly remember this because that was around the time that CM Punk became my favorite.
Oh, I see. So, with that knowledge, would you... Let's move on to... So, you've seen from 24 to 30. Mm-hmm. Would you say 24 was the worst WrestleMania you've experienced?
Well, I'm not going to lie right now. I sort of dropped out of wrestling around, like, 2010, 2011, and then got major back into it. So, I kind of missed WrestleMania 27.
Oh, you're lucky.
Oh, thank God. Oh, so this will be interesting. So, it's the default... answer isn't going to be WrestleMania 27. This is going to be interesting then.
Yeah, and out of all the ones that I have seen, which is pretty much everyone through 30 apart from 27, I think 26 wasn't too good.
Yeah. Interesting choice. Okay.
I mean, on paper, the matches look pretty good. I mean, you have obviously Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you have...
You had Edge versus Chris Jericho.
Edge versus Chris Jericho, and then kind of iffy on Batista versus John Cena, but... Yeah, and then you had that weird storyline with the Hardys, where they were fighting each other, and they hadn't... Was it an I Quit match?
That was 25.
That was 25.
Oh, yeah.
26
wasn't
was...
there, unfortunately.
Wasn't 26...
It says a lot in the fact that he can't even seem to differentiate.
Oh.
That's the word I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Between 25 and 26.
Yeah, they kind of... To be honest, those two kind of blend in together because they branded 25 as the 25th anniversary when really it would have been 26 if it was the 25th anniversary, but obviously they can't brand it that way for some weird reason.
And then, yeah. Didn't 26 have Bret Hart versus Vince McMahon?
God, I forgot that happened.
That happened.
So basically, WrestleMania 26, which happened in 2010, right?
Yeah.
Yes, sir?
Yeah. So that was the concluding chapter of a storyline that happened 13 years ago. Everyone.
1997 to 2010.
13. That is literally like something... That's like... Something from 2002 being rectified or talked about at this year's WrestleMania.
What even that's fucking like, happened in 2002?
Okay, so what Brock happened in 2002?
Rock. Oh, Brock versus Rock. They might that.
Here's a bigger one, right? 2002 was when Steve Austin walked out. Now, imagine he never came back until, I don't know, January of this year.
I probably would have left. Sort of level, my
that's the sort of level we're talking here.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
I would have been disappointed in my favorite wrestler.
So WrestleMania 26 is Sam's least favorite. What's his most favorite, though?
That's actually got to be a toss-up between either 30 or, dare I say it, this year's WrestleMania, WrestleMania 31.
You can't count this year. You can't count this year.
Oh, really?
Well, it hasn't happened yet, to be fair.
It has. The matches, it's like you said, the matches on paper can be amazing, but the execution can be terrible.
True, but I will say the build, whilst questionable this year, is the one I've been most invested in out of all of them. It's the one I've cared about the most for some godforsaken reason.
I'd say overall the card I've cared about this WrestleMania the most, but nothing's ever going to come close as far as one individual match goes to last year.
Yeah, I think but, 30 was good all around.
Yeah, I was going to say you can't use this year's WrestleMania, I'm afraid.
Yeah, so it's either got to be 30 or 29.
29?
29?
I hated 29.
29 was awful.
That's what made me hate wrestling. That's why I don't care for it anymore.
Well, 29 had Punk vs. Undertaker, which was really good.
That's my fucking reasoning.
Well, yeah,
the rest of the card?
Rock vs. Cena, which was finish a kick out.
That last match made me not a WWE super fan anymore. Now I just watch maybe 40 minutes a week.
And they cancelled the Funkadactyls and Funkasauruses versus Cody Rhodes, some other person, and the Bellas.
Wow.
Who was the other person?
Sandow.
Was it Sandow?
It was Rhodes Scholars.
Oh, I forgot they were a thing.
Yeah.
Back when Cody Rhodes was alive and not dead in a ditch somewhere.
I miss Cody
Rhodes. Yeah, that match got cancelled.
Yeah, that which was clearly going to steal the show. Everyone wanted to see.
Remember the tag title match between...
Well, I got to be honest, when that happened, when it wasn't on the main card, I thought, oh, they're saving it for the post show. And then I thought, that's the dumbest idea ever if that's what they're doing.
Mm.
But they didn't do it. They just outright cancelled it last minute.
Yeah, because Punk Undertaker went on too long and they couldn't fit it. Even though they could have cut fucking 5 minutes off of Roxanne and it would have been the same shit.
Finish a kick out.
But it also had the tag title match, which is the weirdest thing because it was Team Hell No versus Dolph Ziggler and Biggie Langston.
Oh, yeah.
And then was that... No, it was... I'm thinking of 28 where it was Big Show versus Cody Rhodes for the Intercontinental title.
Oh, and Big Show got his WrestleMania moment and started crying.
Like a bitch.
The first of many crying episodes in the Big Show's life, but a plus about 29 is that you had the Shield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But who did they fight? They fought
Randy Orton, Big Show, and Sheamus.
And Sheamus, ugh.
Well, every team they faced up until that point was pretty much a mixed bag of whatever the fuck, so that part didn't really...
Very much, these guys aren't doing anything.
Look at
Feed them to the Shield.
Oh, it was a good time. But, yeah.
Back when things were happy.
Oh, man. That, yeah. All right, well.
30 was great. I will say that 30 was really good.
Really good.
So I asked Carmine his least favorite aspect about his favorite WrestleMania. What was the least favorite aspect about you, your WrestleMania, which was 30 as well?
Probably, like, retrospectively, the fact that Cesaro went fucking nowhere. And that Daniel Bryan lost the title like a month or two afterwards.
Yeah.
It's like everything that happened at that WrestleMania was pretty much null and void by three pay-per-views after. And that's not the way it should be.
If you want the happy ending to your story, you watch WrestleMania 30, and as soon as it fades to black, you never watch wrestling again.
Yep, that's it. That's the end of wrestling forever.
But what about the actual event? I see what you're saying, but what about the actual event? Was there anything in the actual event that you just didn't care for? Like, if you had to rewatch WrestleMania 30, what part of it would you fast forward? What match would you fast forward?
What match would I fast forward? I don't know. I mean, I did not like the Divas, which hurts me to say because I want to like the Divas, but I really didn't.
You know?
Oh, what, the 14-woman Battle Royal
The
what,
Vicky Invitational? Guerrero Invitational match. Which lasted 6 minutes.
This is going to sound weird, but I liked that match.
Why?
I don't know.
What is wrong with you?
Brilliant.
Something about it, because there comes a point in that match where it just became like a showcase of all their finishers. And as stupid as that is, I liked it. And there was a part where Eva Marie tried to get into Mina's face and immediately got chicken shit and ran away. And there was a part where the Bellas faced off before they ever actually split up. And there was a part where fucking just people are just doing moves on the outside for no reason because it's cool. I don't know. I liked that match.
I don't know. I prefer it when women wrestle in substantial matches. And I know that's a lot to ask for with WWE, but I felt that this thing was a big, like, opportunity wasted.
Kind of a cop-out.
Yeah. That and the John Cena-Bray Wyatt match I didn't really think much of.
Oh, I loved that match. Are you kidding me?
Well, it had good spots, but overall, like,
It
was good for storytelling and nothing else, I will
say.
That's
what I always stand by. That match, as a technical wrestling match, was nothing special, not great. As a story, that match was amazing.
Yeah, that's probably a saving grace of that match, but if I had to fast forward it, I wouldn't know anything about the story, so.
True.
That would be that. But yeah, other than that, pretty solid WrestleMania.
Interesting, interesting. Okay, so then I guess I'm next, because I think Brendan's been watching it longer than any of us, which is weird. So for me, I actually started wrestling.
He started wrestling in 1997.
He trained with Gorilla Monsoon.
Before I was born.
Yep.
I actually started watching wrestling in early 2002. So, okay. My first WrestleMania should, and I said should being the key word here, should have been WrestleMania 18. But
okay.
I wasn't allowed to buy it. It was too expensive. So instead, my parents were like, you can buy the next one, which is Backlash, because that's your birthday present. Okay, fine, alright, I'll watch Hulk Hogan become the Undisputed Champion, whatever.
Oh no!
Yeah, that was it. That was the first pay-per-view I ever saw, but we're not talking about first pay-per-views, we're talking about first WrestleManias. So I never actually saw WrestleMania 18 until years later. So that means the very first WrestleMania that I did see...
Oh wow.
Was, yeah, the first WrestleMania I did see was WrestleMania 19.
That's a good one!
And that was a good one to be introduced to. So, unlike Carmine and Sam, who got into it watching a bad WrestleMania and then only realizing their mistake afterwards, I got into it watching literally the last time The Rock and Austin would ever face each other, Brock Lesnar winning the WWE title with his botched super freaking...
Shooting star press.
That's the word. And
super
course,
body flying...
That super body flying splash slam. Shawn Michaels versus Chris Jericho.
Oh,
just amazing.
That fucking match.
Even the Divas match, which wasn't as long as the rest of the matches, to be fair, was still pretty good. There was a match for the WWE tag team titles. There was a triple threat tag team match. Team Angle, Los Guerreros, and Benoit and Rhino, which was a very odd pairing.
Oh, right! But, I forgot about that!
Yeah, it was a very odd pairing, to be fair. But it was a damn good match. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And again, like I said, the Divas match wasn't that long. But actually, it was longer than the Cruiserweight. I have got the Wikipedia page up. The women's match, Trish Stratus versus Victoria and versus Jazz, went on longer than the Cruiserweight Championship, which was Matt Hardy versus Rey Mysterio.
Yep. Oh, I forgot.
Sign of the times.
WrestleMania 19 was a very, very strong, solid event. I think the card on the whole was fantastic. The weakest match for me was probably Undertaker versus Big Show and A-Train in a handicap match.
You mean Jason Albert?
I mean Tenzai. Sorry.
So yes, it was probably the weakest, especially because what was meant to be in that storyline was Nathan Jones was meant to be teaming with The Undertaker. This would have been the one and only Undertaker match that would have been a tag team match, right? The only time Undertaker was meant to be in a tag team. But then, Nathan Jones got pulled. Storyline-wise, he got injured. Big Show and A-Train apparently injured him. Right?
He just jumped him in like the bathroom or something.
Yeah, just jumped him. Why not? In reality, it's because WWE management realized that Nathan Jones sucked so badly, they could not put him on the card. So they were just like, oh, we'll just have Undertaker go in a handicap match against them.
But then he still did a run-in at the end of the match. He still did a run-in at the end for no reason.
Here's two things that have always bothered me about that. What if that was a tag match, and then they lost, but Taker's streak have ended like then?
Yeah.
It depends if he was pinned or not.
No, I think he just still didn't win.
Yeah. And the other thing was, when I recently watched that match, Nathan Jones was not a part of that match, correct?
Right.
It was a handicap match. Right. So when he came down and fucking...
He should have got disqualified.
Yeah, Taker's streak ended in 2003.
Crap, I just realized he should have got DQ'd for that.
The streak ended in 2003.
Like, it's not like the ref wasn't looking. Nathan Jones just kicked someone in the face.
And the ref saw it. He was like, oh, shit.
I guess it was like, well, he was supposed to be your partner, so da-da-da-da.
But he wasn't, though. So the streak technically ended in 03. What the fuck?
The streak should have ended. Undertaker should have lost by DQ.
We should have been loud and angry 10 years ago.
Oh, were my pre-pubescent voice? Hell no.
Fuck that. Oh, man. That's funny, dude. Nathan Jones could have... He should have ended... Nathan Jones should have ended the streak.
On a complete
Nathan accident. Jones accidentally ends the streak.
Oh,
that's what it should have been.
That would have been amazing.
So yeah, that was probably the weakest match. Hogan versus McMahon, two old guys, but it did have a good little story. I've never been the biggest Hogan fan. I'm watching two guys fight, but I think the fact that it was a street fight kind of saved it. It wasn't a technical match. It wasn't like McMahon versus Bret Hart, which was literally just two guys in a ring. It was a street fight. Hogan did do a leg drop off a ladder, to be fair, through an announce table.
How did he not die?
I don't really know.
Well, let me tell you something, brother.
Hulkamania will never die.
Hulkamania, when it pumps through your veins.
I've got so many metal plates in my spine, I can't even feel it, brother.
Yeah, and also there was Triple H versus Booker T. That was another match I should have mentioned. I actually enjoyed the match, but Booker T should have won, I feel.
Yeah.
I always felt Booker should have walked out as the champion. But I think back then, it was very much, well, we're changing one title. We can't change both world titles. That's just fucking stupid.
That's just ridiculous.
That's unheard of.
So, yeah, 19 was a solid, solid one. So moving on to my least favourite. Sadly, I am going to have to go with the obvious choice, which is 27.
It was bad.
Let's just put it this way, right? WrestleMania 27. So at this time, WWE had, I believe they had 7 or 8 championships on their roster, right? Yeah, it was 7 championships. Only 2 of those championships were defended at WrestleMania 27.
Yeah.
Only 2 out of 7 titles were defended.
And it was the two
world titles. One of which opened the show.
And it was the World Heavyweight Championship.
Opened the show. The same championship that main evented WrestleMania 20 opened the show at WrestleMania 27.
Now, here's the thing. I remember
when I was watching it, and Lillian Garcia, or whoever the fuck was doing it at the time, went, the first match for WrestleMania 27 is a Falls whatever thingy match, and it's for the World Heavyweight. I was like, is that real? Did they just mess up? Alberto Del Rio came out. I was like, no, this can't be. They can't be going with Alberto Del Rio won the Royal Rumble. He should have been at least later in the card. I can understand not main eventing because it was the whole Rock Cena thing. I get that, but to open the show.
That's the thing. Like, that match opening the show was bad only for one reason, and it's because Del Rio won the Rumble. Opening the show isn't necessarily a bad thing, but because Del Rio won the Royal Rumble...
I disagree with you. I think it is a bad thing because it made the World Heavyweight title feel like... It made it feel like a mid card. Could you imagine if there was a UFC match? Could you imagine a UFC event where the UFC heavyweight title of the world was the first bout?
No, here's the thing though, because only one match can be the main event, and in 27, the main event was for the WWE Championship. So you can't have both. That's fine. What's worse is 28, where neither of them main evented.
Good point, actually. That's
the main event
point.
Was a non-title match between Rock and Cena. The Royal Rumble winner also opened that show.
That's a good point, actually, yeah. But still, I think 27 was probably the weakest card.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Snooki wrestled at WrestleMania 27.
Oh my god, I forgot that actually happened.
And let's not forget the 8-man tag match that lasted for a grand total of 1 minute and 35 seconds.
Yeah, Core versus Santino, that. Kane, Big Show, and Kofi Kingston.
The Apple.
Oh my god,
Remember the fucking Core Apple feud, guys? That storied legacy of a feud?
Where Kane did the Santino trumpet dance at the end.
That's why I don't remember the fucking Core.
Oh my god, I forgot that actually existed. I wiped that match from my memory.
What I will say about 27 is when I first saw the match that Snooki was in, where it was a mixed-gendered tag... I saw John Morrison and Dolph Ziggler on opposing sides of the ring, and when I saw those two facing each other, I was like, those two seem like they're perfect to fight each other all the time. Like, I thought that they were a pre-existing feud that had been going on for years, and it'll keep going on for years. They just looked like they belonged in the ring against each other.
Like Rock and Austin.
Yeah, they just looked like they were perfect fighting each other.
Look how well that turned out for
everybody.
It
didn't.
That match lasted less than 5 minutes.
And
you
they
know
never
what?
Fought again.
Oh, nope.
Trish was in that match, wasn't she?
Yeah,
but let's put it into this perspective. So I'm looking at the card now, right? Snooki was higher in the card than Undertaker versus Triple H.
Oh, God, you're right.
Ew.
I just got sad.
That horrible match, and it was before Snooki.
I think my balls just receded into my fucking ribcage. That's horrible.
And that Triple H Undertaker match was not great.
It wasn't great. I don't know why everyone says, oh, it was match of the year. No, it wasn't match of the year.
It was not.
Just because it went on for fucking half an hour, it doesn't mean anything.
I've got to be honest. I've always thought the Triple H Undertaker matches at WrestleMania were... They paled in comparison to the Shawn Michaels ones. Because what is it with people who have this... idea that the Hell in a Cell match at WrestleMania 28 was the greatest thing that they've ever seen in their life.
It was better than the match at 27, but it wasn't great.
I would disagree.
Really? You think 27 was better than 28 in that match?
28 was literally just, oh, I'm going to hit him with a weapon, but no, I should beat him cleanly, but no... But, oh, Sean, what should I do? Oh, I don't know. I don't want to count the pin. You're my friend, Hunter. You're my friend. But I don't want to be unbiased or biased or whatever the word is. That was the match. That was the match. I think if you cut out all the bullshit, you would have, like, a 5-minute match between the two of them.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. And what was the point? And what was the point of the Hell in the Cell? That cell was not utilized at all.
No, it really wasn't.
That was the worst Hell in a Cell match I've ever seen. I love those matches.
It wasn't even a Hell in a Cell match. It shouldn't have been a Hell in a Cell match.
It was a match that was coincidentally inside a cage.
It was. It was as if somebody just accidentally put the cage around them and then they just worked.
It was a barrier match.
Yeah. It's not like the Undertaker the previous year was running away from Triple H. I can understand it if that's the reason why they put the cell around it. But it's not like they threw each other into the cell. It's not like they broke out and went onto the top of the cell at all. There was no reason for it at all.
It almost makes the term Hell in a Cell kind of seem pointless and irrelevant.
This was just a match in a cell.
This was a mild ruckus in a cell.
It was like
this was a kerfuffle in a cell.
I want fucking kerfuffle in a cell to be the new pay-per-view this year.
that's how the match should have been marketed. Kerfuffle in a cell.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are now entering the kerfuffle in a cage.
That's what it should have been.
Oh, man.
I love that song.
It's sad. It's sad that actually the fact that the Hell in a Cell got an entrance was the only
it
reason
did.
Why that cell...
It totally did!
Introducing first... Weighing in at 2 tons of steel, the Cell.
From a that's factory only... somewhere in America.
From China.
That's the only reason why that cell existed, to have an entrance.
It got
memory
an entrance and did
remains.
Nothing.
It took longer to get to the ring than The Undertaker did, and it was right over it.
The only reason why the cell existed, so it could have an entrance.
I loved its entrance music, though. Bum, 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 bum.
I love the bass.
The cell had a damn... What? Did,
no, to be fair, Sam, it did come down to the memory remains.
Yeah.
By Metallica.
It's just whenever I think of any kind of, like, structure lowering down, I just think of bum, bum, bum,
that's what it always is.
With the seizure lights.
Hang on, wait. Was it memory remains or For Whom the Bell Tolls?
No, For Whom the Bell Tolls was at 27.
It was memory remains.
It was memory
remains. Really like Metallica, don't we?
Yeah. And Triple H came out to For Whom the Bell Tolls at 27.
Oh, I see. That's it. That's why I'm getting confused. But yeah, the Hell in a Cell actually had its own entrance. Legit. Not even a joke, mate.
Worst WrestleMania ever.
So, that was the worst. For the best, though, it would be too easy for me to say WrestleMania 19. And I feel like I've already talked about WrestleMania 19. So I'm going to go with the next one for me. This might be a bit of a controversial one, so I'd like to get everyone's thoughts. For me, the next best one, WrestleMania 22.
22? I don't know much about 22.
It was the one with Rey Mysterio getting his moment, and you also had John Cena versus Triple H.
Rey's match was really good.
Yeah.
We're also forgetting the fact that Edge and Mick Foley had a hardcore match.
Yeah.
Oh, the peak of Edge. The golden
era. Mickie James and Trish Stratus for the women's title.
Right, yeah.
We had, who else did we have? We had Shawn Michaels versus Mr. McMahon in a no-holds-barred match.
Oh,
what is it with Mr. McMahon being in fucking no-holds-barred matches? What
the
hell?
They work in his favor because he doesn't actually have to wrestle. People can just hit him over the head with a chair. I don't fucking mark out for that shit.
I want Zach Gowen to kick a chair into my face, damn it.
Every year there should be a fucking invitational, like the Vince McMahon Street Fight Invitational, where you have one superstar come out and just beat the fuck out of him.
I would love that.
I think the reason why they have those matches is because, like, you remember when, like, every time that there's been a new main guy, like a champion, Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart, Stone Cold, or whatever, they would eventually whoop his ass. And I guess they waited way too long to have those at these WrestleManias.
Yeah, I think, like, every year he was just like, oh, God, you know what storyline we never finished? Quick, let's do a match.
It's like, fuck, what if moments?
We never finished this feud. Let's
do it now.
We never
beat the final boss. I've got to load up the memory card.
Fuck, I got to buy a new one.
Just use some Street Fight cheat codes and just hit them with chairs over and over until you win.
Up, down, down, left, right, A, B, start.
Start.
You win.
But also on top of that, it had the second ever Money in the Bank ladder match.
Oh, was that the one Rob Van Dam won?
Ooh, yeah.
Yes, it was the one that Rob Van Dam won. It also had Ric Flair and Finlay in the match.
Oh, could you imagine Ric Flair as Mr. Money in the Bank?
I thought that was amazing. Just because of how stupid it is. It's, to me, the idea of Ric Flair being the Money in the Bank ladder match is kind of like The Room going for an Oscar. It's so stupid that it's actually hilariously amazing.
And totally, like, it's one of those things where you see it, it's like, there's no way that's like, oh, wait, that's so stupid they might do it.
My God, King, what's Ric Flair doing cashing in his Money in the Bank title shot?
On John Cena.
John Cena.
Could you imagine if the fucking one night stand match was Cena versus Ric Flair?
And then Ric Flair got the spinner belt. It wasn't stand for WWE. The W spinner was stood for woo.
Ladies and gentlemen, this individual is cashing in his money in the bank title contract.
Woo! Fucking struts to the ring and Cena makes a full recovery before he gets there.
Oh my god.
It's so stupid that it's amazing that they even put him in the match. It had Shelton Benjamin, who was always a staple of that match because he was a big spot monkey. It also had Matt Hardy.
Yeah.
And Bobby Lashley.
Oh, God. That sounds like the worst one ever.
Hey, why do y'all hate Bobby Lashley?
Because his head's shaped like a bell.
Finley, you love to fight? Well, I think you're a bastard. You're a bastard, Finley.
When he speared me, it hurts.
I like Bobby. I don't ever remember him fucking talking, but I remember him whooping ass.
There's a reason you don't remember that.
He never talked whenever anytime I think of Bobby Lashley, I remember him beating the hell out of Umaga or John Cena. I don't remember him saying a word.
He should have never spoke. Once he's talked, it ruined him forever.
I think you're a bastard.
I think you're a bastard.
But the thing is, you guys are saying that sounds like a very bad match, but there's two in particular that I do want to point out with WrestleMania 22 that I can't defend at all in any way, shape, or form. The first one, a handicap match.
Oh no!
The Boogeyman.
Oh God!
Versus Booker T and Charmel.
What in the hell? Oh no! That's the feud where Boogeyman ate something off of Charmel's face, isn't it?
No, Jillian Hall's face.
I'm thinking of Jillian Hall. No, yeah.
He spit one straight down her throat, didn't he?
And it didn't. Surprisingly, when she had that big growth on her face, and he ripped it off using his mouth, there was no scarring.
Yeah,
she didn't even bleed.
It's almost like it was a prosthetic growth.
As if wrestling isn't real, Liam.
What are the odds?
But come on,
You could have not done that segment live in the ring and just, like, put a prosthetic scar on her later, you know?
I seriously doubt they're going to find a woman who has a fucking growth like that just so it could get bit off on a wrestling show.
But
it's just fucking blood everywhere.
What I'm guessing at is it was so stupid to begin with that I can't believe they went through with it. That's like if Birdemic was nominated for an Oscar. That is literally like, what the fuck are you thinking?
You know what the Boogeyman really was?
What?
In reality, there was some dude backstage on the writing team that no one ever listened to because he just came up with the stupidest shit.
Barry?
Is this Barry?
It's Barry, and then finally they hired this guy who's way too old and he's crazy and he calls himself the Boogeyman, and it's like, you know what, all those crazy storylines that Barry came up with, just give them to him.
No, you know what, I think he was originally called Barry Man, but they couldn't call him that because it would be fucking stupid, so they're like, just change some letters around, he's now Boogeyman.
He's a monster under your bed, but he's also a black guy with face paint who eats worms with a clock.
Barry Man!
With a giant gap between his teeth.
He was so, I don't know. A part of me likes Boogeyman, but he's so stupid.
Yeah, don't lie. You marked out when he came back of a rumble this
year. Oh, of course I did! But he's so dumb!
Exactly, it's the best thing ever. He likes worms. He just has worms everywhere, and he breaks a fucking clock over his head. He's insane. I love it.
And he eats faces and, like, what the fuck?
He doesn't eat faces.
He eats things off of faces, which is about the same thing.
He eats face off.
Shut the fuck up. So what was the other match you can't defend, Liam?
Tori Wilson versus Candice Michelle in a Playboy pillow fight.
Oh my god, it got worse as you said it!
Wasn't that the penultimate match on the card?
The penultimate match! That was the one that was just before Cena versus Triple H, which was the main event.
What a way to warm up the crowd.
That went over the fucking Rey Mysterio Orton angle triple threat for the world title.
Oh my god.
That was a shitload of confetti when Rey won the belt, so did they seriously clean that up before Triple H?
They cleaned it up with the fucking pillows.
Why would you ever put the giant confetti moment not in the main event?
What the fuck?
Just sort of like 3/4 of the way into the card.
And then the rest of the matches just have to fight in confetti piles.
Hey, it's almost as if Cena and Triple H wanted to be the main event. Ain't that some shit?
Next is a confetti street fight where all the confetti is legal.
The million dollar birthday brawl.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God. The fucking pillow fight, dude. That is the worst thing I've ever heard.
Mr. McMahon gets so excited when you book a fucking Playboy pillow fight match. He just has to celebrate.
So, moving on, we will go to our last member, which is Brendan. Have we actually properly introduced Brendan?
This is his first show appearance.
Yeah,
we should probably inform people who Brendan actually is.
He just shows up.
He just showed up out of nowhere.
Everyone who's listening is now just getting to the point where, who is this guy?
They got to that point 50 minutes ago, but we just never introduced him.
This is really the elephant in the room. Who the fuck is this guy who we just brought in for a show without telling anyone who he is? He's just here now.
Yeah. They all thought they missed a show, and it's like
everyone's like, "Have I missed something?
I missed that one crucial episode of the Supla where they brought in a new babyface." Oh man!
Could you imagine just turning on Raw one week and there's a new guy in the main event you've never seen before?
Just a new world champion. It's like how they have Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar, and then I don't know, on Monday night the new champion's fucking Bull Dempsey. I don't know.
No, it's like literally someone you've never seen before. Just like, what is Jimmy Corncake doing here?
So, Brendan, do you want to actually introduce who you are? I'll leave it to you.
I'm really, really bad at introductions. I'm just a black guy with dreadlocks who likes a bunch of shit.
There you go.
Brendan Davis!
What's your role here at the Supla? Because you do have a very specific role.
I am the head of social media!
Woo!
I had to draw my Superman voice for that.
So that's why he hasn't been on a show until now.
Yes, and that's Brendan is more of a backstage kind of guy. But, you know, he was here. We thought, fuck it, come on, do your first show. He's been with us for a couple of weeks now. A couple of months almost, indeed. So he's been behind the scenes of the Supla, but this is his on-air debut, I guess.
Yeah. That's why the show started, and we just didn't even feel the need to introduce him because we've already known him for a couple months. So it's like,
and we forgot that other people are part of the boardroom.
The first time we fucking tried to introduce me, what was it, on the batch broadcast?
Yeah,
yeah,
that didn't go through. So we kind of already thought the introduction happened. It didn't. So here he is now. Yay.
Yeah. So now I'm just it's not special.
So with that knowledge, Brendan, would you like to tell us your first ever WrestleMania?
Well, by the time I was born, apparently I was watching wrestling like forever. So my first WrestleMania should have been, in fact, WrestleMania 11. But I don't know what the fuck was happening in 1995, considering I was one.
I'm looking at the Wikipedia now, and it says Lawrence Taylor versus Bam Bam Bigelow with special guest referee Pat Patterson. What the fuck?
Who the fuck is Lawrence Taylor?
He's a football player!
He's a black guy.
He's Holy a linebacker shit. For the Giant. No.
Apparently, this WrestleMania has both been called the worst WrestleMania of all time and the event that saved the WWF. How the fuck? What is this?
Is the life support of wrestling?
I don't remember ever hearing about 11.
Didn't Shawn Michaels versus Diesel happen at that one?
Yeah.
Yes.
That was the penultimate match. The fucking Lawrence Taylor versus Bam Bam Bigelow was the main event.
What?
That was the main event.
Why is that a thing?
You also have Bret Hart with Bob Backlund, who I think was in his major heel run back in the day.
I like Bob. I like
who
Bob.
Doesn't?
Anyway,
I guess the question has to be rephrased for Brendan then. What's the first WrestleMania you remember?
The first one I remember was WrestleMania 15. But of course, I only remembered, like,
interesting.
Shane McMahon versus X-Pac and Rock versus Austin 1.
The first time.
Oh, God. It was so good, but there were so many matches that I skipped over watching it when I tried to rewatch it. So, I don't remember the bulk of it. So, like, really, the first one that I truly saw all the way through live was WrestleMania 25.
Whoa!
Yeah, 10-year gap. I did not watch pay-per-views for like 10 years.
You probably didn't miss much, in all fairness. I don't think you missed anything.
Well, I missed Undertaker fighting Kane at 20.
He missed a lot in 10 years.
Like, I knew what happened.
You just weren't watching the pay-per-views.
Yeah, like, I knew everything that happened. I just never watched the WrestleManias when I wanted to. I said, that's when they had, like, separate Raw and SmackDown magazines. So I'd read the results and see what the hell happened.
So I guess this means that even though he's been the longest wrestling fan, his first WrestleMania is actually WrestleMania 25.
Well, yeah, the one that I actually saw, which is... Damn, that's a downer, now that I think about it.
So you saw Santina Marella.
Oh, God.
Ew.
Fuck.
Fucking. Oh, God. 25 wasn't great, now that I'm thinking about it.
No, I'm looking at this, and it's like, oh.
I like WrestleMania 25. I mean... Granted, I was like, what was like 6 years ago? So I was like 14. I liked everything, almost.
I mean, well, that was Triple H versus Orton, right?
Yeah, I loved that entrance when he threw that sledgehammer, that fucking two-way mirror. That was the shit. I liked that. I don't give a damn what anyone says. The Money in the Bank ladder match when CM Punk won it the second time, that was good, too.
Yeah.
I don't remember much from that shit.
You have that 3-on-1 handicap elimination match with Chris Jericho versus Roddy Piper, Ricky Steamboat, and Jimmy Snuka with Ric Flair.
And with Mickey Rourke in the audience.
With Ric Flair.
Ric Flair was just there, okay? He was just
hanging out.
I don't get why that was a match. I was like, Jericho's an asshole, so he's going to fight 3 old people. And then Ricky Steamboat actually whooped his ass.
What the fuck?
That match went on longer than the fucking Divas Battle Royal. Holy fuck.
There was a Divas Battle Royal.
That was Santina Marella.
Oh, right. God damn
it. The Miss WrestleMania Battle Royal, which wasn't even won by a fucking woman.
That's terrible.
Amazing booking.
Then I remember the Hardys match. I like that. I've always liked the Hardys. So that was a good match to me. And the match after that, Rey Mysterio versus JBL for the Intercontinental title.
19 seconds.
I missed that match completely. You know why?
Because you went to the fucking bathroom or something?
Exactly. I was on my grandma's house. Right after, you know, Jeff Hardy and them wrestled, I was like, alright, I'm gonna go to the bathroom. No, I saw Rey Mysterio come out with the Joker mask and shit, because that's when the Dark Knight was still hot. And I was like, alright, entrances, I'm gonna go to the bathroom real quick. I came back, and Rey was the champion. I was like, wait, what the fuck? Was I in the bathroom for like 20 minutes or something? What the hell?
You were in there for 20 seconds because of how long the fucking match lasted.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? Did I completely miss all that?
And then JBL quit.
That was the funniest shit.
And then he became the greatest commentator.
What a fucking loser.
Fuck JBL.
Oh, it's so bad. But, Cena versus Edge versus Big Show.
I actually like that match too, with like the 1,000 Cenas doing the You Can't See Me down the ramp. That was the shit.
It's like the fucking Matrix movie.
Yeah. Agent Cena.
It's like a nightmare.
It was a nightmare, because he won.
Now it's a nightmare, considering I hate John Cena completely.
It's just fucking terrible.
I remember I liked that show when I saw it. I really did.
I mean, yeah, sure, but there were some bad parts.
Looking at it, there's only like 2 or 3 matches that had like desirable outcomes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it did, to be fair, have like one of the better Undertaker matches ever with Shawn versus Undertaker.
Yeah. I don't remember much of that one. I remember the one from 26 when they fought, though.
I remember the match at 25 because that had one of the coolest ending spots to an Undertaker match ever, where he caught him out of a moonsault to do a tombstone. Yeah. Just the coolest shit.
Yeah.
What the fuck else happened at that Mania? I can't even think of anything.
It's pretty much everything.
So, in that case, moving on, would you say... So, what was the least favorite WrestleMania you would say you've seen then?
29.
Really?
29. Interesting. So, you didn't see 27?
I saw 27.
I like how that's the implication.
Yeah, I saw 27. I made a bet with my cousin. He still owes me a t-shirt from that thing. Because I bet that Undertaker was going to win. He thought Triple H was going to win. He owes me a fucking t-shirt. Still. But I'm going to forget that one for that. Because 29 is what ruined me liking wrestling wholeheartedly.
Oh, with that Rock Cena match.
Yeah, Rock Cena too. A match I was told was going to only happen once in my life. happened twice, and it sucked ass.
It was terrible. It was just so bad.
And then the thing that killed it the most, because growing up, The Rock and Stone Cold, those were my dudes when I was little. Like, those are my guys. And I was like, all right, if The Rock loses this, I'm going to stop watching wrestling. And The Rock lost, I stopped watching wrestling until, like, maybe a couple months before WrestleMania 30.
That's a good time. Oh, man. I can't blame you, though. That match was fucking terrible.
It ruined me being a fan. Like, seriously. That one match killed it all.
You know what I forgot to mention? Because when Brendan was talking about the bet he made about Triple H and Undertaker, it reminded me of what I originally thought when I saw Triple H, Undertaker, and Shawn Michaels just a couple weeks before WrestleMania 27. I saw Undertaker, and I was like, okay, this is a big, like, scary dude, cool. And then Triple H came out and was like, he's so much shorter. What is the intimidation here? He looks kind of dumb. And then Shawn Michaels came out, and the nameplate said Shawn Michaels, and his little mini Tron said HBK, and I was like, how the fuck
do you get those initials come from Shawn Michaels?
The B is silent.
Han Michaels? I don't fucking get it.
HB Shizzle.
And he came out with like a cut-up DX shirt and a beanie, and I was like, who the fuck is this loser on my screen while these two big dudes are yelling at each other? It makes no sense.
That's basically wrestling. You just summed up wrestling to a T there, I think you'll find.
And it was just ridiculous. But I'm surprised. Why is 27 not the worst for you, Brendan?
Well, I actually liked wrestling after 27 ended. I hated the main event. It was stupid, but I got to see The Rock. I didn't get to see him lose like I did at 29.
I was like,
all right, Cena's getting his rematch. He's going to win. I knew that going in for months and months. And then it happened. I was like, oh, shit, they actually did it. You maniacs!
You really did it!
Damn you all to hell! And they fucked up my being a fan of WWE completely now.
So weird because the feud that Cena had immediately following his victory over The Rock was with Ryback. Henry. No, it was Mark with Henry. Ryback!
No, it was Mark Henry.
No, it wasn't!
Are you sure?
Mark Henry was like the next one after that, because Mark Henry was his match at Money in the Bank.
Really?
Yeah. At Extreme Rules and Payback, he fought in Ryback.
Oh, yeah, that's when they first had Payback, and I didn't know what the fuck it was.
Didn't they have like that three stages of hell match with an ambulance or something?
Yeah, you got FU through the roof of it.
Yeah. I fucking hate wrestling sometimes, I'll tell you that.
Okay.
So, from that, so WrestleMania 29 was your least favorite. What's been your most favorite WrestleMania?
Most favorite? 19. It's gotta be 19.
Good choice.
Because it had my two favorite childhood wrestlers fighting again in my both, like, my favorite incarnation of The Rock with the whole Hollywood theme. Stone Cold's last match, just save the glass shares. I lose my fucking mind. Even now.
Oh, who doesn't, though?
I'll probably be 80 years old. Stone Cold will somehow still be alive. The glass will shatter. I will lose my goddamn mind as he limps down to the ring with a walker.
No, he comes down in a wheelchair. He's like, oh, hell yeah.
I'm going to love that shit if it ever happens.
Oh, man.
But, that match. I loved it. Mostly because I like that version of The Rock's theme song.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. He is my kind of man.
I like the whistle. And I like the whisper.
It's cooking.
It's cooking.
I love that shit so much. That's always been my favorite Rock theme song. And then he fought my favorite wrestler like that. So I was like, this is going to be the shit. And every time I watch it, it's like I'm watching it for the first time again.
Yeah, there aren't many matches where I can rewatch and be like, oh shit, this is still cool.
Yeah. But I would ask you, like, is there any least favorite aspects of that WrestleMania? But I mean, I kind of touched on it. I don't know if there's anything you want to add.
I didn't care too much for the Triple H and Booker T match, mostly because I didn't know why it was happening.
But like, that's when that storyline is when Goldberg got his stutter.
You mean Gold Dust?
Who did I say?
You said Goldberg.
Oh, that would have been even funnier.
Who's next? Next?
You next?
WrestleMania.
And can we talk about a little bit what happened after 19, though?
Go on, then.
I like right after 19, because that's when The Rock came out talking about The Rock has done it all.
Oh, yeah.
And then Goldberg came out. I love that match of Backlash. That was the shit.
You mean Goldberg.
Goldberg.
Spear.
Goldberg.
Jacket!
He doesn't even do the
chest. No, I'll tell you what, what always gets me when Carmine does it to Batista.
Batista?
You do realize that joke is well over a year old.
It's over a year old. Oh my god.
It's still funny.
It still makes me laugh.
Then, now, forever. Great.
Batista! I like the Timmy thing.
Batista! that whole video is great. So what else do we have to say about WrestleMania?
Well, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, sometimes yeah.
Sometimes it's great,
sometimes
wrestling.
It's fucking terrible.
There's
sometimes
not really
it
much
makes you hate
for us to say, I guess, because we've all got articles and episodes of the Supla where we're talking about WrestleMania 31. I thought this would be an interesting special show where we can talk about the past. We've all given our thoughts about WrestleMania's past, especially from Brendan, who surprisingly was 25. I would have thought it would have been much, much earlier, but I guess we... Yeah, that's just really fucking shocked me, to be honest.
Liam, I'm black. I couldn't afford certain things.
Someone was going to say that at some point, and I was hoping it was going to be him.
No, I'm kidding. I'm not... I've never been poor, just saying that shit to see if I can get a reaction from anybody.
I have.
I am.
I mean, I've been broke, not poor. Like,
yeah, that's a better way of putting it.
So on that note, we're going to end the show, and be sure to watch WrestleMania, because we will be talking about it, no doubt, in the days afterwards, and the first episode of the Supla, which will be this Wednesday. No, it's not. That's when we record it. It'll be this Thursday. Watch it then. Yeah. So, from me, Liam Dunn.
And me, Carmen Antonelli.
And me, Sam Brooks.
And me, Brendan Davis.
And I, Andy Kwan.
And me also, Andy Kwan.
And me with me.
Andy Kwan, who's talking over me?
And me with me also. Also. Is also Andy Kwan.
What's up, Jay?
Bye. Goodbye. Goodbye, everyone.
So fucking
getting,
stupid.
Getting, 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 getting.